In this bulletin, recovery efforts underway after a weekend of deadly bushfires, Iran to distance itself from the 2015 nuclear deal, and in sport, Australia continues to dominate the third test against New Zealand. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Authorities fear hundreds of homes may have been lost in southern New South Wales, with 139 bushfires burning, 69 of which are uncontained. A 47-year-old man died of cardiac arrest on the weekend while defending a friend's rural property near Batlow, southwest of Canberra. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says tackling the fires will be challenging.
I'm absolutely confident we'll get through it, but we can't pretend that this is something we've experienced before. It's not. It's the concurrence of events. Normally you'd have one or two big fires to worry about, but we've had several of them at the one time. Several townships who've never ever experienced a threat of bushfire were at threat of being completely wiped out.
And army vehicles are travelling to Kangaroo Island in South Australia to assist with bushfire recovery efforts. A 155,000 hectare blaze is still active, and authorities are worried about worsening weather this week. About 600 homes have been left without power, and two people lost their lives in the fire near Pandana. A total fire ban has been declared for today. And a team of veterinarian staff has entered bushfire zones in Victoria to treat wildlife injured in the state's current crisis. The Victorian government has granted permission for two Zoos Victoria staff members to enter Mallacoota in East Gippsland. Zoos Victoria says they're focused on getting veterinary supplies and skilled staff to the bushfires. Dedicated wildlife carers have been working with the Incident Control Centre established by the Victorian government. It's estimated that as many as 500 million animals, including critically endangered species, have perished nationally in the fires. Victoria's Labor Premier Daniel Andrews has praised Prime Minister Scott Morrison's leadership during the current bushfire crisis. He says Mr. Morrison has been working closely with the Victorian government to provide what the state government needs. Mr. Andrews says Mr. Morrison is providing the national leadership he's looking for, especially when it comes to funding commitments.
I was very pleased today to hear the Prime Minister really clear about the fact that we'll get everything we need, and indeed more than that. We're also very pleased that he's not hung up on a 50-50 funding arrangement. Some of these things really will be beyond the capacity of Victoria, New South Wales, any state really, to be able to get it done on our own, or even perhaps on equal terms.
Moving overseas, and the British government says it's looking to de-escalate and stabilise the situation in Iran. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab confirmed he will contact the Iranian Foreign Ministry after the death of Qasem Soleimani in a US airstrike. Mr. Raab additionally says he has spoken to European, American and Iraqi officials. The killing was a major escalation point between the two nations, and Iran has vowed to take severe revenge. Mr. Raab says he understands the actions of US President Donald Trump.
I think the Americans are trying to send a very clear message to Tehran that they cannot continue the aggressive, menacing behaviour, whether it's on the destabilising activity that General Soleimani was in charge of throughout the region, whether it's on the nuclear front or indeed some of its wider activities. So we understand the position the US were in, and I don't think we should be naive about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard or indeed General Soleimani.
In sport, Australia continues to dominate the third test against New Zealand at the Sydney Cricket Ground after a day three full of wickets. Australia, who scored 454 in their first innings, bowled New Zealand out for 251, with spinner Nathan Lyon picking up five wickets. Australia is currently on 40 without loss to lead New Zealand 243 runs and currently leads the three test series 2-0. A look at the weather for today. It's sunny in Perth and 33, much the same for Adelaide, 28. A shower or two for Melbourne, 20 degrees. It's sunny in Hobart and 23. In Canberra, showers with smoke haze, 24. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. Similar conditions for Sydney, 25. A shower or two, 25 degrees also for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a morning shower, 31. In Cairns, much the same, 32. And a possible storm with showers as well. well for Darwin. It's 35 degrees there. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.